Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Art Spiegelman's Mouse, Keiji Nakazawa's I Saw It, Joe Sacco's Palestine. They're each haunting, powerful examinations of the Holocaust, Hiroshima, and the First Intifada, respectively. And they're all graphic novels. So what is it about illustrations of violence, of war, and inhumanity that helps us better understand humanity? Well, that's the question Hilary Choot asks in her new book, Disaster Drawn, Visual Witness, Comics, and Documentary Form. Choot is a visiting professor at Harvard, and she joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So what an interesting question about graphic novels and illustrations and war and violence. And I'm wondering if you could start helping us understand this better by telling us a little bit about the relationship or the working relationship you had with Art Spiegelman himself.
Sure. So Mouse by Spiegelman was really the book that got me interested in comics and war and comics and violence. So I hadn't been a particular fan of comics as a child, and I read Art Spiegelman's Mouse for the first time as an adult when I was a graduate student getting my PhD in English.
Now, we should probably say that Mouse, for the few who maybe haven't read it, is a graphic novel about the story of Spiegelman's family and Auschwitz, and it's told through characters who are drawn as mice and cats, essentially.
Right. So it's sort of a twin story of Art Spiegelman's father's experience surviving Poland's death camps, and also the story of the cartoonist son's sort of effort to try to visualize what his father went through. So it shuttles back and forth from the 70s and 80s back to the 30s and 40s. And Jews are drawn as mice, Nazis are drawn as cats, and Polish Gentiles are drawn as pigs, Americans as dogs, and so forth and so on. So it disrupts its own metaphor. It proposes it, and then it breaks it down.
Yeah. So you were saying a little bit more about, you know, the insight that you got from Spiegelman himself about why this was a powerful medium to tell that story.
Right. So speaking of the animal metaphor, for example, the animal metaphor in Mouse is re-signifying tropes that were actually Nazi visual tropes, like Jews as vermin, for example, and even Poles as pigs. So what I got so fascinated by in Mouse is the fact that the narrative was able to do something like that using animals while at the same time be telling a story based on years and years of historical research.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's also interesting is that, do I have this right, that Spiegelman himself was inspired by, or in part by Keiji Nakazawa's I Saw It?
Yes. So part of what I'm trying to do in my book, Disaster Drawn, is trace these lines of influence. Spiegelman was already working on Mouse by the time he first read Nakazawa's I Saw It, which was the first book-length manga ever translated into English in 1978, which is crazy to think about now that there are so many manga books translated into English. And Spiegelman was really taken by it. He describes seeing the images that Nakazawa drew based on his own experience surviving Hiroshima as burning the images into his mind.
I mean, and it's hard not to, because, I mean, the images, as illustrated, I mean, we see people whose flesh is literally oozing off their bodies from the heat and the radiation of the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. I mean, it's very arresting imagery.
It is very arresting imagery. And when I saw it came out as a standalone comic book in 1972 in Japan, there basically wasn't anything that existed then like it. So it was a shocking work, both because the images were so graphic and because there hadn't been a sort of illustration of first-person testimony to having survived the bomb at that point.
Right. So on that note, you use this term in the book, in your book, Disaster Drawn, quite frequently, the term of comics of witness.
Yes.
So what do you mean by that?
So if we look at Keiji Nakazawa, for example, he is drawing his own experience. Keiji Nakazawa was 6 years old when the atomic bomb was dropped over Hiroshima City. So his father and two of his siblings died when the family house collapsed on them in Hiroshima, and he and his mother survived. So I got really interested in the fact that he turned to comics to express his experience, and that he used this popular mass medium form to bear witness to being a survivor.
Well, so tell me more about that. I'm still trying to search for some understanding as to why. I mean, maybe it's because he was six when this happened that it was maybe as a 6-year old you read comics, and that was a way of him. Obviously, he wrote it much, much later, but it was a medium that felt right to him given the age he was at the time of the experience.
Well, that's an interesting idea. But I think that what I would say in terms of why I think comics became the form for this kind of work, and I think this applies to Spiegelman's Mouse and Joe Sacco's Palestine, which you mentioned before, I think it's sort of a two-part answer. One, a lot of these things couldn't be photographed.
Yeah.
So there were some cameras in Auschwitz, for example, but they were largely controlled by the Nazis. It wasn't as though people had the chance to document their experiences through photography.
Definitely not authentically, absolutely.
So yeah. in the wake of some of these experiences, people turned to drawing as a form for self-expression, in part because photography wasn't available,
right,
as a way to capture what they had been through.
Yeah.
And I think also the idea of drawing is intimate. Drawing is an index of the body. There's something personal and immediate about something that's drawn that I think has a powerful effect when that person is also a survivor of mm-hmm. something like the atomic bomb blast.
Right. And there's also this idea that you share in the book that we absorb the story that's being told through graphic novels more slowly, right? Like the intimacy comes in part because it's not just an image flashed in front of us.
Absolutely. And I think that's so key to why comics and graphic novels have reemerged after the age of the camera and film and video as such an important cultural force. So Joe Sacco does what he calls comics journalism, reporting from places like the Balkans and the Middle East. He calls his work slow journalism. Mm. And it's because his pages are so dense. They require this kind of wading through to get the meaning. And he's trying to slow people down in the age of the sort of hyperactive news media.
Yeah.
He's trying to get people to pay attention to the ordinary details of lived life on the ground in Palestine, yeah, for example.
And of course, I mean, the whole idea of evocative illustrations of war and disaster go way back, I mean, centuries back, right?
Right.
So we're just seeing that this is sort of the latest incarnation of the human hand drawing us at our worst, sadly.
Right. So it's the reemergence that I got so interested in. So some of the figures who I mentioned in the book, figures like Jacques Callot, who did a series of 18 etchings called The Miseries of War about the 30 Years' War in 1633, Francisco Goya, who does the famous Disasters of War, which he did in the 1810s and was published in 1863 after his death, a huge influence on cartoonists. So this idea of bearing witness to war and disaster has this long history that I'm interested in connecting with contemporary comics.
Well, and you've brought that history to us in the new book, Disaster Drawn, Visual Witness, Comics, and Documentary Form. It's written by Hilary Choute. She's a visiting professor at Harvard. And again, the book is Disaster Drawn. Hilary, thanks so much for coming and talking about it with us.
My pleasure to be here.